Seriously.
Did he take sick or did he get
taken,
sick?
I say he's taken sick.
Do you remember when two people get married and their friends would want to tease them and embarrass them? You might get a cowbell and a wagon and what did they used to call that?
I don't know.
It'd be a shivery. Have you ever heard that? A calathump?
No, I haven't.
You ever hear that called a serenade?
I was sitting. That means same thing.
Mm-hmm. And who's the man that stands up with the groom? Is he just the best man, or have you ever heard him called a lady?
I heard him called the best man, and I heard him called the groom is the one getting married.
Uh-huh.
The groom is the one getting married. Mm-hmm. And his waitman is called the best man.
A waitman.
Mm-hmm. I heard him called a waitman. They assist the groom when he's fixing to get married. They whatever to be done. Well, they will assist the groom in, you know, putting his glove on or doing something. I call it. They call that he's the best man. The best man.
But they used to call him his waitman.
That's right. You used to call him waitman.
First time I've heard that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And if you want to frighten children, you might say, "You better behave now, or what'll get you."
The man.
And if you have a very heavy suitcase, you say, "I'm glad I don't have to what this very far."
Weigh.
Yeah.
Carry it.
People say tote.
That's right. They say that too.
Mm-hmm. And what are the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
To what intestines?
The hog.
The chicken. Chicken.
And what do you call the heart and the lungs and the liver and the things like that.
Inside hole.
Uh-huh.
What's called the inside of the hole?
You ever hear it called Haslet?
Well, yes, Haslet. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Haslet is the liver and the lungs, I reckon.
Liver and lungs. Mm-hmm.
And it'd be cooked together, something they call it.
What's lights and liver?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's different lights. The lungs, I think, and the lights are the same.
I see. And the upper part of a man's body is just these, in the old days, if you ever call it, this part.
His chest.
Just his chest. And the center part of an egg.
Is the yolk.
Uh-huh. And a small flat-bottomed boat that you see around people use to go fishing in.
Flat-bottomed boat.
And a covering for a pillow?
Or tick, pick the tick.
Or you pick up that pillow and put it in a...
Put a case.
And if a woman is wearing pretty beads around her neck, you might say, that's a very nice, what a bead.
Necklace.
Or what a beads, you'd say...
It's a bead.
String of beads. Do people ever say pair of beads? If two men have a fight and the one knocks the other one down, really, really hurts him, you say that one man really what the other one?
Whipped him.
Do they say whop?
Whop, you say whopped him. I said beat him.
Beat him? I don't know how to pronounce the other, is that for sure, is that whopped him?
I guess so, you could say whopped him.
And if you see someone go down the street in town there with old-fashioned clothes, you say, that poor old man, he certainly looks...
Horrible.
Uh-huh.
Terrible.
Tacky.
Tacky.
Mm-hmm.
You could say raggedy.
Raggedy. Mm-hmm. If a woman is wearing her best clothes, you say, oh, she's all...
Dressed up.
And an old person who is very lively, you say he certainly